The WCSU Community Service Initiative features social service organizations that provide essential services and opportunities to residents throughout the WCSU coverage area. Today, we are featuring United Way of the Greater Dayton Area.
I'm Tom Holtzby, President and CEO of United Way of the Greater Dayton Area.
And I'm Nicole Schweitzer, Director for Greene County of the United Way of the Greater Dayton Area.
Well, United Way is an organization that exists at several levels. We're international, national, we are state and local. And United Way is basically an organization that fights for the health, financial stability, and education of every individual in every community. And we do that by bringing together people who want to participate in building better communities through volunteerism, through advocacy, and most importantly, through their giving. And when people provide us with these kind of resources, we're able to identify the most critical needs in the community and then deploy those resources to help make a difference in people's lives. Yes, our Beds to Kids program is a program that we do in conjunction with Morris Home and
University of Dayton, Secret Smile.
Biles, that's what I was trying to think of. Thank you very much. And what we've been able to do with the benevolence of these organizations, as well as United Way, we're contributors to this. We have been able to put children who have never had an opportunity to sleep in a bed. And we get several volunteers who come out each year. This is our second year doing it. We set up beds. We give them little teddy bears with other little gifts that we put on these beds. Full beds, complete with covers, everything. And these kids are able to, for the first time, have a bed. And we get volunteers who come and help to deliver these beds to their homes. And probably the most interesting thing about this program is when we unveil to these children that they have their beds. I mean, the smiles on their faces and their reaction, it's priceless, you know, and it's really worth seeing. And for some of these kids, and sometimes they're multiple kids, you know, so they get multiple beds. It is just heartwarming to know that a child may no longer have to sleep on a mattress or a floor, et cetera, and they have a bed. And one child, I'll tell this really brief story. Last year, you know, we assemble the beds, they get to have them, their names are on them, and then we disassemble them and deliver them to their homes. And one child was like very sad when we got to that point. Oh, I want my bed. I said, no, you get to keep it. We're just taking it to your house. So we have all kind of reactions, but it's a wonderful community collaborative between the organizations that we mentioned. And we have it has very, very great impact on those families that need beds and those children.
Yeah, it's made possible by University of Dayton, Morris Home Furnishings, Secret Smiles, and a lot of other donor companies that make it possible. They pull their resources that they have available to be able to distribute the beds or make the beds or provide funding for them. Part of Giving Tuesday, one of the things that we focused on was trying to get funds to help fund Secret Smiles.
It happens over the course of about 3 months. So we identify the families and the children through our many nonprofit organizations that we work with. Morris Home provides the beds. The University of Dayton and Secret Smiles help to identify, you know, children, and they come out and set us up. So we start this in the late fall, I'd say about September, and then we do it in December. So it's a, you know, pretty well-oiled machine at this point in time, and we get it done. And we have Laura Engel in our organization who coordinates this program for us, and she does a phenomenal job of bringing volunteers and contributors together to make sure that these kids have beds.
Freedom Schools is a 6-week summer slide program that is designed to help combat summer slide in children. It's in Montgomery County, and the Freedom School locations are Westwood Pre-K, Northridge, Omega, CDC, Fairview Elementary, Grace United Methodist Church, Boys and Girls Club of Dayton, and I don't think I'm forgetting any. But that's something that's actually an opportunity for college students to apply for paid internships as servant leader interns. It's amazing. The students are K through 5, and they start with a Harambe in the morning. They do a lot of community focus, a lot of shepherding, a lot of mentoring. They bring in guest readers from different areas. If anyone is interested in becoming a servant leader intern, we would love engagement on that level.
Nicole, on that point, we do use students from Central State and Wilberforce University, mm-hmm. and many other area colleges, yeah. and colleges from afar where students go and they come back home in the summertime and they do these servant leader internships for us where they assist with children learning how to read, enhancing their literacy, their social skills, and they do a phenomenal job. One of the things that we're very interested in doing, we have two very prominent historically black institutions right here, basically on the same piece of property, and we would love to bring a Freedom School to this community because it enhances children. So, for example, you may be behind when you come to our Freedom School, and it's designed to make sure that you are either on par or ahead of where you should be in your next grade by the time you come back. And there's so many qualitative things that happen in Freedom Schools to children in terms of enhancing their socialization, enhancing their ability to engage with their teachers, et cetera. But it's a phenomenal experience, and it's sponsored by the Children's Defense Fund. The servant leader interns have a chance to go to Tennessee, you know, for a week for their training, you know, before they interact with these students to understand what the curriculum is around Freedom School. So it's a phenomenal opportunity. We'd love to bring it to Greene County, and we'd love to bring it to this area.
And a lot of the servant leader interns, they come back year after year after year after year, and then they get to the point where they graduate and they still want to be engaged. They still want to go back, and they want to connect again year after year. It's a very rewarding program. If there's ever anybody listening that would be interested in looking into that, our main point of contact is Susie Nyandrzej. And you can call her at 225-3019. All this information is on our United Way website. You can also visit that, too. And we'll have that information at the end of the program for contact. Yeah, well, and this helps. I mean, the mentoring that comes with this program hand in hand and setting an example of how to lead, how to listen, how to follow, how to pay attention, how to be determined and driven. There are so many life skills that are taught in addition to this in this small amount of time. Yeah, Freedom Schools, we love it, and I would love to see it in Greene County. So,
you know, servant leader interns are college students. We have had college students who have come to the program, work with our students, and at the end of the program, they've changed their majors to education.
I can believe it. It's such a necessary program, and that's, we always need teachers. You're never going to stop needing teachers.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's driving that connection to the community as well. A lot of times, these children, I think they're 200% of poverty level. We start where the need is greatest with any program. That's part of the reason United Way is so efficient in our programs and projects and what we do is because you start where your need is greatest. So the children that are in Freedom Schools, they have that need, and that is filled by Freedom Schools and by this program. And something that may be a foreign concept to them is graduating high school or going to college. And when we bring readers in and intern and servant leader interns and speakers in, that concept doesn't become as foreign. It's something that they can attain as well. We had one individual that was a reader at Fairview Elementary last year, and they were amazing. They brought in their children, and she explained what she did. It was kind of a very high-level position, and she had her PhD. And it was later explained how she got to what she did. She said, I actually grew up two streets over, and wow. I went to college, and I had a family where I didn't have a dad around. It was just me and my mom. And I focused, and I tried really hard at school. And I went, and I got my bachelor's degree. And I worked a night shift job while I had that. While I had that schooling, and then I obtained my bachelor's, and then I got a low-paying job, but it's okay because it would help pay for my master's. So I worked that job, and I got my master's, and then I obtained my master's, and I got married, and I had kids, and now I have my PhD. And she kind of explained, look, here's kind of the, you know, the pathway, the steps that I took, and you can do it too. And, you know, by the end of her reading that book, it wasn't a foreign concept anymore. It was attainable. It was something that, you know, I've done it, you can too. It was an example. Inspirational.
Okay, so come on, Greene County. Let's make Freedom Schools happen out here. HelpLink is a program that helps people in the community of all walks of life to get connected to the human services that they want and that they need. And this program exists without prejudice. Anyone can call in and get information about a service that may exist in their neighborhood. We've been involved in the HelpLink business for almost 60 years. We've gone into some specializations around HelpLink. We have a program called SilverLink, and SilverLink is a program that focuses on senior citizens. We were able to launch the program last year through senior citizen centers. We went out and talked to them, you know, via radio, et cetera. And now what happens is that first responders in these communities where we have this program are saying people are no longer calling 911. Mm-hmm. They're calling 211. You know, we really appreciate this. People are getting connected, seniors for the first time. No matter what their need is, I'm retired. You know, I don't have anything to do all day, every day. Sometimes I just need to know, you know, where the happening spots are for seniors. So we can get them connected to pretty much anything they want, whenever they want, by just simply making one phone call to 211. So we didn't stop there. We're doing a program called Baby Link, and it's related to infant mortality. So they can call in and get information they want about how to help their children, you know, if preborn, after they're born, et cetera, to make sure that they get the right treatment and these kids exist. And infant mortality in the state of Ohio and in the Miami Valley is a very, very, very big problem. As a matter of fact, we have one of the largest problems in the country. That's another one. And then the last one is Vets Link. Veterans, there are a plethora of services for veterans, probably more than they can manage individually. And we are setting up a program for veterans to be able to call one number, 211, and get connected to services that they want in and out of the military system that are in the community, you know, so that they no longer have this frustration about having to make 5, 6, 7 phone calls to get connected to a service. So we're on a roll with HelpLink right now. You know, we're getting a lot of support from the community. We need more support from the community about this, but we believe that there's no group more deserving than veterans.
We want you to want to volunteer. We want you to want to give. We want you to want to advocate. One of our taglines is give, advocate, and volunteer. Of course, giving, that's how we get stuff done. We cannot do the work that we do and solve the problems that we solve in our community without financial support constantly, recurringly, loyally from our community. And so one of our main things that we rely on are contributions to our annual campaign, employee giving, donations, sponsorships, etc. We need our community to be involved with our United Way so that we can fund solutions to these health and human services problems that are in our community. Another way is volunteering. We have volunteer days of service. We have, if you ever have a, for example, Central State University. Last June, we had a volunteer day of service. There were approximately 20 or 30 students and staff that volunteered to show up for the day and paint the Greene County housing units, so homeless housing units, in one day. It was amazing. And it was really a morale booster, and it was a team building experience, and it made a direct impact. And that was just one day of service. And so volunteer events are fun. They're morale building. They're an investment in your community. They get you out. They get you involved. I think there's been some talks about community gardens, mm-hmm. And land grants. Nick Eddy, our volunteer services coordinator, he's someone who, that's his specialty, is he aligns, kind of lining people up with volunteer options, whether it be for one day or tutoring or recurring, or a couple times a year. Advocacy, United Way has lobby days. We have days where we go to Columbus, and we are nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, we are nonpartisan. We are concerned about advocating for the issues and concerns that affect our community. The legislation that's coming up, or the bills that are going to be passed, or the changes that are going to be made, it's just going to negatively or positively affect our local community, and that is United Way's concern.
And especially with regard to people in poverty. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. that's one of the biggest problems that we have across the board in many communities here, and we want to make sure that, you know, legislation or any acts of the state legislator or Congress do not adversely impact people in poverty. I mean, because they're struggling enough already, and we want to make sure that these policies, you know, are not designed to hurt them, but to help them, and they just don't have that kind of impact. And we're very, very serious about our work and advocacy, and many of the legislators, both locally and nationally, that work with us, understand that too, like the charitable deduction. I mean, without the charitable deduction, the nonprofit community would suffer immensely. So we want to make sure that people understand how important that is for people to be able to give and donate to the many programs that we offer.
And so it's really easy to get lined up with either being an advocate or a volunteer or a giver. Something that's important for a lot of listeners to know, if they're collegiates or they're getting ready to, you know, launch their successful careers sometimes in, you know, different cities or different states, no matter where they go, there's a United Way there. Mm-hmm. United Way is the largest health and human services nonprofit entity in the world. There's 1,800 locations worldwide, 1,200 in the United States. So no matter where your graduates go, There's got to be a United Way in Canada.
Yes.
Well, I forgot about Canada.
Yeah, Canada just really became an official part of the United Way North American territory last year, and we had our international meeting in Vancouver, British Columbia. It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah. So no matter where graduates go, there's a United Way they can get involved with locally. And wherever that United Way is, it's going to be focused on local issues affecting local community. But no matter where they go, they will all have programs and projects that help improve the health, education, and financial stability of the community through the programs and projects that they fund. That's easy to get plugged in. You can give back to your home United Way. You can give to the United Way where you're at via payroll deduction. That's one of the reasons that we are easiest thing for companies, corporations, or educational institutions to do is because we can be deducted via payroll deduction. And so you can give a large gift and small amounts recurring. That's something that's very easy for people. And you don't have to, if your employer has a workplace campaign and you leave that employer, you can still give to United Way. Just call us up. You can go on our webpage as you donate. We can get pledge forms no matter where you go. You can take it with you. It's also a good leadership cultivation tool. And so if you're in business development, or corporate social responsibility is big nowadays. That's something that companies need to have, an investment in their community. And United Way is an easy plug and play for that.
Yeah. You know, Nicole, there's also a business advisory council in Greene County for people who want to get involved in helping us to move the strategy in Greene County to get people engaged and get them involved. And Nicole is the contact for that. Brent Lewis, who also heads the Family and Children's First Council, is the chair of that that council. And we're doing a pretty good job. We've got some really good people who are working with us. We even have somebody from Central State on. Yeah, you guys are getting involved in a big way, and it's making a big difference, as well as some of the other people from across the county who are really helping us to get people more involved in the work that we're doing.
And we're like, we have a very engaged community. We have a community impact council, a Greene County Advisory Board. We have a lot of ways to get plugged in, a lot of ways to be involved, and we are always welcoming anybody who is passionate and driven to become engaged with our work.
Today's featured community organization on WCSU was United Way of the Greater Dayton Area. For more information on the WCSU Community Service Initiative, call 937-376-9278 or visit our webpage at wcsufm.org. This is WCSU, Central State Public Radio.